Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Part of the exercise over the last couple of years has been getting a scheme that we can afford. We've got an overall plan about where we want the development to go. We've only got so much money.
Yeah.
So that restricts what we can actually do now. One of the things we've built into the scheme is the ability to improve it.
Yeah.
We've got planning permission for a 5,000 capacity ground, and the elements that we've been asked by members to focus on are terracing and having a large terrace, and we've done that. We've got a large terrace behind one goal. People have said they wanted to have a mix of standing and seating on the side, so if you want to stand on the side of the pitch and watch a game, and you want to sit on the side of the pitch and watch a game, then you don't get that that conflict between the supporters who want a different experience at a match. So we've done that. Also then developed a large bar area, because we know that that again is something that supporters want, to have a room that's overlooking the pitch that they can have a drink in before games. So we've retained all that. We've got some fantastic medical facilities and changing room facilities beneath those stands, with some office space and a classroom as well. Those elements have all been developed with conversations with the different volunteers and staff within the club who are responsible in those areas. Other elements can be added in at a later date. One of the things about the planning permission is that we need to make sure that there's a minimum disruption to the life of people who live in the local area, and we're confident that we can do that, and we think that the capacity as we stand at the moment will do as well for some time to come.
Let's talk about the funding. There was on Bring Your Own Ball, Adam mentioned $300,000 shortfall, and we're going to need to plug that as the builds is happening.
We've put together a package, as Adam's explained on the Bring Your Own Ball program, that requires us to raise another £300,000 during the course of the build. Yeah. And that mix can be through cash fundraising and also through community shares. And already in the last fortnight, there's been about £17,000 worth of additional community shares money coming in. So we're quite confident we'll bridge that gap. Within that overall finance package, we've also got about £800,000-£900,000 worth of borrowing. And that needs to be paid down. So our targets initially are to increase the amount of money that's coming from community shares, and then also increase the amount of money we're bringing into the development fund. At the moment, our business as usual fundraising for the development fund, if you like to call it that, is about £100,000 a year, which is a phenomenal amount of money already. We want to lift that to about 150, which is a big ask, but we're quite confident given the track record that our members and supporters
have got. It's one of them things, isn't it? As soon as the thing starts digging, people are going to start believing in it. Not that people don't believe in it now, but it's one of them things that you can see it tangibly.
And you could forgive anybody for saying that it's always, with this club, it's always manana as far as the stadium development's going. So when people start to see things happening, I'm confident that funding will come in.
And how's the community share scheme? Is it going to be a second issue of the community shares, or another window opening, or
we're keeping the offer open?
Yes, right.
And the we're talking about this issue being a first tranche. The reason why we're talking about it in those terms is it allows us to draw a line on the shareholdings and say, right, this is an application that which we will issue the share certificates for. that issue the EIS form so people can make the claims against HMRC. So there's actually a line which people can then work back to. The offer is not going to change, but there will be a second tranche of shares, and then we can then administer that through the share certificates and the EIS issue far more efficiently than if we tried to tackle it in any other way. So that's the decision that we've taken as a board.
And one thing that people, I think, will be very anxious to know is, next season, will we be at the new ground, in your opinion, as things stand? Or?
As things stand at this moment in time, we've got a target start on site date, but that's not been finalised because we still need to draw down the lease. Once we've drawn down the lease, we'll then have a firmer idea of that start on site date. That'll then be announced to members and supporters. And that will include within it a targeted completion date, and we're fully expecting to be in the ground next season.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.